In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. So my son Narek's birthday was on Friday, and when I asked what he wants for his birthday, can you guess what he said? He prizes one gift above all others. I don't know if you guys are like this too. Narek wants a yes day. Yeah, have you heard of a yes day? So the younger guys know, the older people, I'll let you know what a yes day is. It's just like it sounds. It's a day that you get everything that you want. Narek's yes day started with asking to go to a fancy restaurant, then asking to play too many video games, then a cake boss cake, then a Sky Zone party, then. I bring this up to you not because I want to pass the collection plate around for a second time, but because I think Narek's yes day reveals something deeply wired into human nature, a yearning, a desire that we naturally seek to fill in this world, but ultimately can only be filled and fulfilled by God in His dawning kingdom. So yes days are not at all new, right? People have desired yes days from the beginning of time. Has anyone heard the story about King Midas? Right? An old Greek story. King Midas was the one who loved wealth and gold. And he was granted a yes day by the god Dionysus. And what did he ask for? He wished that everything he touched turned to gold. Initially, things went great. But Midas, he reveled in his new wealth because his palace and all his possessions turned to gold. But quickly, his joy turned to sorrow when his food and drink turned to gold. And there was starvation and thirst. And then he hugged his beloved daughter, and what happened? She also turned to gold, and he lost her. So Midas's story, and then every genie story you can think of, they're all ancient stories and cautionary tales about yes days. Why? Because Midas couldn't handle his yes day, and neither, honestly, can we, because we don't know what to ask for. Many of us would probably like to win the lottery, turn everything to gold. The problem is you can't eat or drink gold, you can't love or be loved by gold. And ultimately, this is a religious problem. Why? Because whatever we give our highest yes to is what we become. Worship shiny things, you become a shiny thing, but lifeless. Worship the will to power and control, you become powerful, but you're alone. That's human nature. It's reflected in the stories of all of the ancient traditions of the world. But where Holy Scripture differs from the rest is in the explanation and how we got this way. We believe that God made all things good and just simply out of His love, and He said to His creatures of dirt, Adam and Eve, you and me, behold your yes day, your yes life. You can have anything you want, it's all yours. But they couldn't handle it, and we couldn't handle it, our yes life. We say yes to the wrong things, to our desire to go it alone, to take what is ours, to become like gods. And that's how division, and that's how sin, and that's how enmity entered the first family, and why it still lingers and corrupts to this day. But there is good news, that there was one and only one whoever wisely used his yes day, and who do you think that was? Jesus Christ. And that's why he can reverse the curse of Adam, Eve, and Midas. Because Jesus was God, right? So he might have rested in his yes day forever. He could have. But instead, he implemented God's audacious plan to invite these creatures of mud to become children of God. And it would be messy, and it would be bloody, and it would be tearful. but in the end worth it. And so Jesus' yes day on earth began with a great trial to strengthen his resolve. It was that 40-day trial, which we still practice, and we're nearing the end of today in Great Lent, right? Jesus wandered hungry and tired in the desert to strengthen his resolve, but the evil one pounced. And the evil one said, "Why not turn these stones into bread, Jesus?" Jesus' answer, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." It's Jesus' yes day, but he says no to lesser things so that he can say yes to God. Jesus is taken to a high place to see all the kingdoms of the world. "You can be king of all this if you just worship me." Jesus' response, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve.'" It's Jesus' yes day. He says no to great things to serve an even greater God. And Jesus' response to his yes day, his yes life, is of course to be the model for ours. Not just what he said, but what he did. Living and giving his life for the great yes to God. And that's really what Holy Week and Easter is, which begins today on Palm Sunday. Nothing less than a master class in saying no to anything that becomes between you and God. This is what Jesus said. "No, I won't lead your armed rebellion against those nasty Romans to recapture the chosen people's power. Instead, I'm the Prince of Peace, and I'm riding in on a donkey." And Jesus said, "No, I won't endorse your trinkets and cheap grace that you're selling in the temple," and he flips over the tables of the money changers who corrupt God's sanctuary. And Jesus says, "No, I won't run away from this excruciating mission on the cross, because my death will be for your life and for the life of the world." Now, you might think that all of these no's would make Jesus sad and unhappy, along with those of us who follow him. Yet quite to the contrary, where Midas' yeses got him everything and left him with nothing, Jesus' no's cost us something, but they leave us with everything. An eternally blessed yes day in God's kingdom. And so to conclude, I want to give you an old story that's a lot like King Midas's, but it brings into it the blessed resolution which only our Lord offers. There once was a man who found an old oil lamp that was buried in the ground. And when he rubbed it, a genie appeared and said, "I'll grant you one wish." And the man said, "Make me a king of the world." And so instantly he was crowned, and he seated on a golden throne with riches and servants and applause. But as he looked around, his heart was still empty. He had everything except for peace. And so just then he heard a knock at the palace door, and it was a man with a robe with kind eyes. And the man said, "I've come to show you a better way. You must leave your throne." The former king hesitated and said, "Who are you?" And the man replied, "I am the king who gave up everything to find you. Will you follow me?" And this invitation to follow Jesus is at the heart of Palm Sunday and of Holy Week. And Jesus gives us, the sons and daughter of men, a second chance to turn from lesser things and to say yes to him. And Jesus comes to enter Jerusalem, to open the curtain of sin and to enter into our hearts, but he will never force his way in. He waits for us to give up our throne and say yes to his, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.